Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Several Florida airports are closed with Hurricane Milton set to barrel through, and a concern going forward is a possible domino effect that could lead to cancellations and delays all over the country. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Philly International.
The departure big board says it all. The flights to Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers, and Sarasota have the word canceled next to them. Now, could there be widespread issues in the days ahead, even with non-Florida-related travel? AAA spokeswoman Jana Tidwell says it's possible because planes and flight crews have been shuffled around.
We may not see huge numbers of cancellations or delays here at PHL, but there's a chance that the flight that you are planning to take today, tomorrow, and the coming days was supposed to come here from somewhere in Florida.
Over the summer, there were instances when bad weather in parts of the country led to delays, cancellations, and people scrambling to find their luggage. Now, one thing more people are doing to protect themselves these days, Tidwell says, is getting travel insurance. She says that's something to consider and to be educated about.
Do yourself the due diligence and make sure that you work with a travel advisor or that travel insurance company directly and understand what's covered, because no two policies are the same.
At the airport, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police are looking for the shooter who fired into a packed SEPTA bus in Cobbs Creek during the evening rush hour. It left three women injured. KYW's Nina Barati has the latest from police.
Chief Inspector Scott Small says, according to witnesses, three young men got onto the SEPTA bus in South Philly and are said to have had some words with the bus driver before they took their seats.
At 57th and Catherine, the same three males got off of the bus, and then one of them pulled a gun and shot into the bus, four shots.
Small says the driver proceeded another few blocks in West Philly before bringing the SEPTA bus to a stop. Three women were hit by bullets, according to police, ages 29, 56, and 60. They were all taken to the hospital and are in stable condition. Small says the 29-year-old woman was with her young son at the time, who was not hurt. He also told reporters the gunman and the two other men ran off. It happened around 4:30 Tuesday night, at a time that officials say the bus was pretty packed.
But with over 50 people on the bus, we're actually lucky that there weren't additional shooting victims.
Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As Election Day draws near, get-out-the-vote efforts have been ramping up. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more on a new effort that uses art in its messaging.
People for the American Way Foundation has a long history of working with artists and creatives to help foster civic engagement. This latest effort combines Artists for the American Way and a partnership with the Defend the Black Vote campaign.
We've got some amazing artists who have created work, visual art in particular, that we're putting up in key states all across the country just to help get out the vote.
That's Rio Toswell, Director of Campaigns at People for the American Way. The Defend the Black Vote campaign is designed to mobilize Black voters and combat voter suppression and misinformation. One of the images that will be seen on billboards across the Commonwealth was created by artist Derek Adams that says, "Leisure is liberty."
And that really is meant to kind of get to the idea that we vote and we turn up in our elections to defend our fundamental freedom so that we can enjoy ourselves and enjoy our lives and enjoy our leisure, and really connecting the dots between the importance of voting and enjoying our lives.
The effort is nonpartisan, and Toswell says art is a powerful engine for civic engagement. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.